What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for fitness professionals, and I help huge visionaries just like you compartmentalize their thoughts and take action toward their vision. After scaling two online coaching companies to multiple seven figures, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need to execute on your massive vision. Let's do it, guys. I'm so excited for today's episode. So it has been a minute since I brought any of my clients onto the podcast. And today I have Miss Maddie Dittler coming onto my podcast. And she has been in our program, in our mastermind, for about a year now. And so Miss Maddie started with us when she was not quite at ground zero, but definitely in the beginning stages of her business. She now has multiple team members and assistant coaching staff, and she is absolutely crushing it in her business. Not only that, but she's been through a lot in the last year, which she opens up a little bit about in this episode. So I'm really excited for you guys to listen in and learn how she's been able to go through our program, been able to crush it, and really been able to scale her business through all the turbulence. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome, Miss Maddie. Excited to have you on today.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Cool. So start off, tell us a little bit about what you do, who you are. I'd love to hear, let everyone know.
Awesome. So I am an online fitness coach. I own my own company, Maddie Dittler Fit Coaching. Started off my company about 3 years ago, and it definitely has evolved over the last 3 years. Started with just selling like fitness accessories, workout guides, all of that fun stuff. And then here we are now scaling an entire team of just coaches who are able to coach other women through fitness. So we definitely have evolved over the 3 years, which is awesome to be able to say and see.
You know, it's so funny, Maddie, is like, I've told you this kind of like half told you the story before, but like one of my best friends through COVID showed me your profile. She was like nannying at the time. She's like, oh yeah, this is like this girl who nannies. You should totally follow her. She sells like workout bands. And I like immediately clicked on your profile. I was like, no, this girl needs to be coaching. Like she has to be coaching. Like she could crush it in the coaching space. And it's so crazy to see.
Story.
Yeah. It's like how we ended up getting here. And you've been in WWBA for like a year now. And it's crazy to see, you know, the transition over time. So I would love for you to just briefly mention like where you got started in fitness, because I know your business was way different before you came into WWBA. You were selling like some physical products and stuff like that. So what was like the initial start to your fitness journey that led you into starting a fitness business?
Yeah, so I've been in and out of the gym for years since I was like 16. And now whenever I look back at pictures, I mean, I've gone through it all. I've gone through the wanting to be super, super small and skinny to the gaining weight and then wanting to lose it all. So like I never want to like distinguish my journey into like a specific category of like weight loss or weight gain. Like I've done it all. So I'm very kind of like all over the place in that aspect. But I've been working out since I was like 16, started off with just a lot of like lower body abs, knew nothing about training my upper body, moved to San Diego actually for college, went to SDSU. And my first year I got into weightlifting with my roommates, told me and explained a lot about like training your upper body, shoulders, back, all of that. And so that's kind of when like my love for the gym and fitness really picked up. COVID happened and we ended up moving home like very, very like last minute due to COVID. Had to like quit my job, pack up everything and like leave in like 24 hours. It was like really, really crazy time. So moved home and I was like, well, gyms are closed. Like, what am I going to do this entire time? Like, I need to work out. Like, I don't work out for my physical, well, of course my physical health, but I work out a lot for the mental reasons and like helping with my mental health. So I needed to find something. I started ordering like a plyo box, like rubber glute bands, like anything I could from Amazon. And at the time, literally everything was sold out or everything was like triple the price. So I kind of just like sparked my idea to start selling my own product. So I started off with just like selling my own workout guide. I just wanted something super simple for people to be able to do at home that was also affordable. I think I sold it for like $5 or $10. And when I look back at it, I was just telling my boyfriend this the other day, I think we sold like 500 units, which is insane to think about. Like it was my first ever guide. We sold like to 500 people and I saw like what we could actually do and the reach that we could have. So it escalated to fitness accessories and then we still did workout guides and that was kind of just like the start of my business. And it really, really took off during COVID. And then ended up kind of adapting into online fitness coaching, which is what it is now, which is absolutely insane to like, when I talk about it in part, like out loud to someone, I'm like, wow, like I actually did that. That's crazy to think about.
Right. Well, I want to get into the fitness coaching side of things, but like, this is epic. Like even thinking to sell like 500 of anything just from like having a social media influence, and you were like, what, probably like 20, 21 at the time?
Yeah, I started when I was 20.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? So it's like, I know for myself personally, we kind of have a little bit of a similar story with getting on social. Like, it wasn't really like super intentional from the get-go, but I want to hear a little more about like how that looked for you hopping on social media. Like, what was that pivotal point where you're like, oh, I'm going to start to document this? And did you expect it to take off? Like, what was your intention with that initially?
Yeah. So my story is very different than anyone. So it's always interesting whenever I tell people, but I've actually been on YouTube since I was 10. So I have just loved being like in front of the camera. Like, anytime someone would pull out a camera, I loved, like, my best friend's a photographer. So growing up, she would always use me as like her model. And I just loved it. Like, I always wanted to model when I was younger. I'd go take like little like modeling photos.
Same. Oh my God.
Yeah. I wanted to just be like behind, like in front of the camera. Like, I loved it. And then started making YouTube videos when I was 10. I started off with like the music video era when everyone was in that phase. Moved to the beauty guru era, and I did that for a while. And I was very like on and off all throughout like elementary school and high school. It wasn't very consistent. I just did it as a hobby. Like, I didn't play sports growing up. I wasn't an athlete. I had no extracurriculars outside of school. So like, my hobby was social media. I loved YouTube. I loved editing. Like, I loved all of that kind of stuff. And so that's what I would do after school every single day. I would spend hours editing videos. And then I just always dreamed of like being a YouTuber. Like, that was just my ultimate dream. I followed so many different YouTubers, and I was like, wow, if I could like move out to LA and be a YouTuber and work with all these brands, like, that's my dream. Took a break from it while I was in college, kind of started up again a little bit in college, and I used it more to like document my college life. I did like a dorm move-in vlog. I would vlog like football games. And so it was ultimately just for documentation. And then I remember I was telling someone this at the Buff Bunny event, but I remember it was college and I was a sophomore. And I remember Heidi had just launched her like free workout program, which was her like untamed 8-week program or something. God, yeah. It was free. So I downloaded it and I remember documenting it, and I vlogged the entire thing on YouTube every single day that I was doing it. And I remember writing on my like vision board, like, I would love to be a Buff Bunny athlete one day. Like, that is the ultimate dream, to meet Heidi. And then like a year later, I ended up getting my brand deal with Buff Bunny, and I've been with them for 3 years now, which is crazy. So it's kind of like a full circle moment. But I quit my nanny job in 2020. So COVID happened. I moved home and I quit the job that I lived in, in San Diego. I got a nanny job back home where my mom lived, and I worked one day a week. I nannied from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Fridays, and that was it. And I would just sit on my computer and I would make new workout guides. I would respond to people's DMs on Instagram. I would film at home workouts. Like, my mom and I talk about it all the time, and I think it's one of my favorite memories with her. We would go out every single day during COVID, and we would just bring like 10 outfits with us, and we would film videos at the park of me like working out, or we would go like drive like downtown and like shoot photos of me. Like, it was just all content because there was nothing else to do during the time. And that's kind of when I realized, like, this is what I want to do like full time, like for the rest of my life. Like, I want to be a content creator. I want to be on social media, and I want to like help people and like make people feel confident and like show them that, like, you know, they don't have to be super, super shredded to be in the gym. They deserve to take up space. And a big thing for me too was, like, I've just always been like a curvier girl. And so being able to like give other women that confidence that I felt was a really big thing for me. And that's kind of when I realized, like, this is what I want to do. I can see the reach that I have, and I can see how many people I can actually impact. And then it ended up slowly transitioning into fitness coaching, which is what I do now.
That's so crazy how you just took, like, you know, it's so tough because a lot of people are like, oh, my life is so mundane, it's so boring. And you're like literally in the middle of COVID. Talk about having like an Instagram boyfriend. You have like an Instagram mom who's willing to literally go, like, take content with you, which is so dope. And it's cool to see how that's been able to translate to people being inspired literally by just your life. It's like, you can simply just go human and like go live, and people are inspired by that, which is so cool. And it's because you show up like so unapologetically, you know, you're like, this is just who I am. And, you know, it's cool that you're able to find fitness as the outlet for entrepreneurship, because you're so entrepreneurial. I mean, even you just like at 10 years old, which is so funny because I legit had like a Justin Bieber lyrics, I don't know if you know this, like YouTube channel. And I would sit there and type out all the lyrics when I was like 12 years old, trying to like make it on YouTube. So So funny. I had no idea we have it in common, like trying to do that thing back in the day.
That is so funny. Yeah. And I look back now after the WWBA retreat, I sent my mom the entire like documentary video that we did when we were there. And it like really got me emotional because I was like, wow, like this is like the life that I live. And so I sent it to her and I was like, I want you to like take some time this evening. I want you to watch this. Aww. And then after she texted me and she was like, oh my gosh, like I get it now. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you get? And she goes, I get like why you're in this group. She never understood why I like invested like so much money into like a coach. She's like, I don't get it. Like, why are you doing this? Like, you already know what you're doing. I'm like, you don't get it, mom. And she's like, I finally get it. Like, you grew up never really like fitting in, never really having friends. Your hobby was like, I know your hobby was like YouTube. And like, now you like found that group of women who like genuinely get it. And like, they make you feel like your family and like they're giving you the feeling that you've never got growing up. And I was like, it's exactly why I'm in it. So it was just crazy being able to have my mom see that because she's never been able to like understand like why I do this or why I'm in like this business coaching. You know, like I tell her like, hey, I'm making this investment. Like I did it. I'm a grown adult and that's what I'm going to do. But she never truly understood why I actually did it.
Yo, that makes me so happy to hear, especially because as visionaries, like we look left and right and most people are like, what the hell are you doing? Not even like making an investment, but just like showing up on social media. They're like, what are you doing? So the fact that you feel like that safety, and that's genuinely like the main reason that I do this, right? Or like that we do this together is because entrepreneurs are weirdos. Like we're just weird, you know? So yeah. I want to hear a little bit more about the business. You know, obviously I remember this coming in, you won like a challenge or something. You won something that we did that was free and you had like a session with me. And when I got off that session with you, I was like, oh, there's so much to unlock here. I was like, we're going to do this thing. I knew it was coming one day. So I want to hear a little bit more about where your business was at when you first got started with WWBA and just even like right before you got started with us, and then kind of dive into a little more of where you're at now. Cause I know things have just like shifted so much and you've grown so much since then. So talk a little bit about that, where you started.
Yeah. So when I started, I had just finished in-person coaching. So I was just doing workout guides, bands, all of that. But I was noticing and like we were kind of starting to go back to normal life and it just wasn't really cutting it. And I was like, I have to do something else for income. Like I'm not going back to a 9-to-5 job. It's not an option for me. So I need to do something. I remember being on a phone call with one of my really good friends, Vanessa, and we were talking about, we just used to get on like FaceTimes like once a week and just talk for 3 hours about business. And we were getting ready to do the LA Fit Expo the following year together for like a booth with our like she owns a clothing brand. I have my accessories. And she kind of just mentioned to me, like, why don't you do online coaching? And I'm like, well, what's online coaching? Like, I don't really understand. And she's like, well, this is what you do. You already do your workout guides. Like, why don't you turn that into online coaching? It could, one, be so much more profitable for you. And two, like, it's kind of like work smarter, not harder, you know, like you're kind of turning it into like an entire program versus just selling PDFs, which take me so much time. I don't think people realize how much time and effort went into those. I mean, you're designing an entire thing in Canva and like then you're having to download it into Shopify. Like it is a lot of work, like takes days to weeks to be able to actually like produce a program. So when she told me that, I was like, wow, okay. I had been doing in-person training in my mom's garage for maybe 2 months. And I was like, there's no way I can continue doing this. Like, there's no way I can drive 30 minutes to her house, be there at 7 a.m. for my first session, be done at 6 p.m. every day. I have no time to myself. I have no time for social media because I was a content creator full-time at the time. So I was like, okay, like I'll look into this online coaching thing. So I download Trainerize, I look into it, and I just kind of like briefly announced like, oh, we're transitioning from in-person to online. If you want to come work with me online, come work with me. And I think I maybe charged like 100 or 150 a month at the time because I was kind of going off of the prices that I was doing in person. And I ended up getting a ton of people interested. And I was like, wow, like I did not know that many people want to work with me. So I want to say it started off like thinking about it. I think right off the bat, within like the first couple of weeks, I got like 20 or 30 people signed up, which was crazy. And then I realized like, there's no way I can coach 20, 30 people on my own. People slowly started to like drift off, those that, you know, either couldn't continue with the payments or like, I just had no idea what I was doing, to be honest with you. Trickled down to about 12, maybe 10 solid girls that were with me. And that's when you and I connected. And I know we've definitely had like a friendship for a long time. And so that's why I always tell people whenever like I found you, like I found you because we had a genuine friendship and you would just message me, you check in on me. Like I just loved your content and vice versa. And so we ended up getting on that call. And at that time, we had like 10 to 12 clients. And I was so scared to sign up. Especially, you know, when you're coming from, you know, making, like, doing your own thing and making money on your own. Like, money was always a really touchy subject for me growing up. I, like, grew up with divorced parents and I never wanted to be broke. Like, the idea of, like, money and, like, losing money and being broke terrified me. I've been building my savings since I was, like, 12 years old because I'm terrified of ever, like, needing to, like, ask for money or, like, have a situation where, like, something happens. And so I was so terrified to invest. And I remember joining WWBA and everything just kind of started shifting. I started wanting all these systems to implement and slowly started to, like, get more lead gen. And it was insane to see where I'm at now, having a team of, we have two ACs, a VA. I have a little bit of, like, a marketing team going on in the back. And then now we have about, like, 50 girls total on our one-on-one roster. And I've been able to, like, look at how many women we've coached through challenges, one-on-ones and all of that, and it's easily over 1,000 women, which is insane to think that, like, we have coached, like, at one point we've worked with over 1,000 women now. And, like, back whenever I first started, it was only 8 to 12 clients. I actually got in contact with a girl yesterday. We got on a call and I remembered her. I get on the call with her and we're talking about one-on-one coaching, and I felt like I had just known her. And I was like, I know you from somewhere. Like, your name is familiar. And I'm really good with remembering people from the DMs. Like, if I get on a call with you, I don't know where I remember you from, but, like, I remember you. I remember your name and your face. And we're on this call and she's like, yeah, I actually did coaching with you, like, 3 years ago. And I'm like, no way. Like, you did coaching with my company 3 years ago when we first started. And she's like, yeah, I just couldn't keep up with it. I was just young. I didn't take it serious. And she goes, it's the dumbest decision I ever made. I don't know why I kept up with it. And I was like, girl, we've evolved so much since then. Like, if you liked coaching then, like, you're going to love it now. And so it was crazy being able to, like, reconnect with her and her be able to work with my business way, way back in the day and then come back now and work with it with what we've been able to turn it into now.
I'm curious, has she, like, noticed or, like, taken note of the differences that you guys have made just, like, from the program?
Oh, 100%. I have been noticing lately, I think I told you this a couple weeks ago, I have had so many girls come back around lately. Like, a lot of my calls have not been new random people from, like, TikTok, Instagram. It's a lot of old leads. A lot of girls are like, I've followed you since, like, you're in college. A lot of girls, I've recognized at least, like, 10 to 15 girls that I've gotten on calls with being names that I recognize. So they've either done challenges with me, we've hopped on calls before, and we're all just like, we're reconnecting right now, and they're ending up, like, going into coaching now, which is crazy. And I think the biggest thing that I learned from WWBA, so, well, I mean, I've learned so much, but one of the things that, like, has, I've implemented so much, and I always tell my friends this too on businesses, nurturing. Like, nurturing is the biggest thing, and I never did that before because I always thought I didn't have the time for it. Like, I don't have the time to respond to DMs. I don't have the time to sit there in the comments. I don't have the time to have conversations with people. And now I'm like, no, like, I make time for that because that is so important. And now offering so much free value to people, being able to connect with them and talk to them just in the DMs, it's so rewarding whenever I get on a call and someone's like, oh my gosh, you're a real person. I'm like, yeah, I'm a real person. Like, this is me. Like, now let's talk. Because I think people think when you have a influence or a large following that you just have people work under you and they're the ones talking to them. And I'm like, you know, like, I'm a real person. I actually get on every single call with every potential client, and you're able to actually, like, connect with me one-on-one, which I think is really special too.
Yeah. I mean, you're such a great business owner. And I think something else that's been so cool is, like, even over the last year, just seeing how, one, you've grown as a business owner and as a leader, but, like, your brand and, like, the credibility that you've built for the company itself has evolved so much to where you get those people who come back around and they're like, oh wait, like, I've seen you before, but they genuinely want to work with you just because they've seen how much you've evolved as an individual and, like, how much your company has evolved. And I'm sure you probably get, like, so much of that where people see, like, the evolution, mm-hmm. clients coming back from, like, 3 years ago to now. And, you know, you've also, like, improved the delivery side of things so much. And I wanted to kind of dive into that because I know, you know, that's one of the big pillars that we teach at WWBA is improving your delivery and just getting better results for your clients. So I'd love for you to speak on how you feel with where your client delivery and your program was at when you started versus, like, where you have it at now, because I feel like she's a whole different ballgame.
Oh yeah. It's funny because my boyfriend and I talk about this all the time and he's like, wow, like, seeing what you give to your clients is crazy. And it, like, inspires him, you know, with his own online business. He's like, I just want to deliver like you do. It's obviously taken time and something that I've learned from WWBA. But when I first started, it was it was just very basic, like check-ins. Like you get the weekly check-ins. I would like message you through Trainerize, very, very cookie cutter programming macros. That was it. And now, I mean, with my team, we do, I've like, you know, been able to really transform my team into wanting to do so much different delivery for their clients. So every single week they get on calls with just their girls and they do group calls. We started implementing weekly or monthly wins calls, something that I learned from WWBA that I love you guys do. We started doing that too. We have an entire like portal in our backend in Google where it's like client resources folder. So if you ever have a question about like back rows, tracking, anytime we do like a freebie, we add it in there. So like the clients are always having different resources to refer to whenever they have a question. And so I just feel like we've really just stepped up our game with the way that we deliver to our clients. Weekly check-ins. We obviously switched to Loom a while ago, which Loom is the best thing ever. I don't know why I never did it. And I do 90-day game plan calls with our girls. Another thing that I learned from you. So I'm able to hop on calls every 90 days with my girls and kind of touch base. And, you know, their coach isn't there. So it's, like, very nice to be able to be like, what do you feel like is working? Like, I want to know. Give me feedback on your coach. It's kind of like that quality reassurance check that I'm able to get from my coaches also. I want to know how they're performing. And literally just before this call, I had a message from a girl and one of our clients, and she was like, I just have to message you and let you know that like your AC jockey is so amazing. And those are my favorite messages when they like take the time to message me and let me know that like my coaches are doing a good job, because that like reflects me and reflects me as a business owner. So it's so nice and refreshing to know that my team is delivering how I would deliver. It's like a reflection of me. I like it because I feel like I've always taught my team to look up to me, and how I would run my business and deliver to clients is exactly how I want them to deliver to clients too. So it's always a really, really good reflection of me and the business too.
Well, right. And it's like when you have a process driven business, it's like you love the family feel. And we always say that we're like, keep that family feel. But it's like when you have a process and a system, it's so easy to just redelegate that to a coach or to a staff member, and they're able to just reintegrate it in a way where you know you're maintaining integrity with what the brand does. And I remember, Maddie, I don't know if you, I mean, I'm sure you remember this, but when you first started, you were like terrified to make a hire. Remember?
Oh my gosh.
You did not want to make hires at all. You're like, how am I supposed to handle coaching? Yeah.
And it's funny because I remember after the retreat, I had a full circle moment where I was just like, wow, like after my mom telling me that. And then I realized like, wow, maybe I always have meant to be an entrepreneur. Like I've done leadership in ASB since I was in like seventh grade. Like I clearly loved leading a team. So now that reflects on my adult life, being almost 24 years old, this is what I do. But yeah, I was terrified to make a hire. But I remember when I started My Dealer Fit 3 years ago, I dreamed of having a warehouse. Like I don't know if you know who Susie B Fitness is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
She was my inspiration. Looked up to her, loved her. I was like, that is what I want my brand to be. I want to be a clone of her. Like I loved her and her business. And I loved how like she had like this warehouse and all these employees. And I was like, that's what I want. I want to be big CEO. I want this warehouse. And like, we're distributing stuff. And like, that's what I wanted. And I have that in a sense now, just not the warehouse. I just have an entire team of women who like work for me and work under me and like are great badass team. And so it's funny how like I've always dreamt of like being a CEO and like running an entire company, and it may not be exactly how I envisioned it 3 years ago, but it's shifted into the way that works for me now and the way that I envision it now.
Yeah. And I remember we had a group call like a few months ago, I think it was even this year or like late last year, where we talked about the delegation process. And I remember you being like, it's really hard for me to delegate. So I'm curious, like I know we've talked about this, but just for everyone listening, because this is tough for so many people, like the delegation process, handing things off. What was like the pivotal point for you where you were like, okay, I'm going to trust my team. Like you've also been through a lot with team this year too. So like almost like a remodel, you know, where you've like really stepped into leadership and been able to really build it. So I'm curious, like, what was that shift for you where you're like, okay, I have to trust them. Like I have to delegate to them. What helped you?
I feel like it's taken me time, and it still is taking me time to this day. I think it's a work in progress, like every single day. But really building that trust, because I think that's something that all of us in WWBA can really relate on. We're all control freaks. And if we're not in control of something, we don't want to do it. And so I don't like doing anything that doesn't involve me being in control. And I just knew that at the end of the day, I'm hiring these people to make my life easier. And if I am not willing to give them tasks to do that, then what's the point of hiring them? Like, then I can just do everything on my own and continue overworking myself for the rest of my life. And building trust was a really, really big thing. I love my team. I feel like something that makes our team so unique and that's really like I just see such a big vision and long-term success with this is that my team, we're like family. Like, not only like am I their boss, but like I'm also like their best friend, and they know that, and they can come to me for anything. And so I had a call with like my AC of the day, and she'd be like, we had just finished talking about everything we needed to, we're about to get off, and she goes, okay, can I have like 5 minutes of like friend talk? And I'm like, yeah, what do you need? Like, let's go heart to heart. Like, what do you need advice on? What do you need like my insight on? So I have like that friendship, but at the end of the day, they also know like I'm their boss, and like they are going to do what I need them to do to like make this team run smoothly. And I remember you telling me this when I first hired, but making sure that they see the vision. And I never understood that. I was like, why do they need to see the vision? Like, they're just employees. Like, I'm the one who needs to see the vision. That's what matters. But when they see the vision and they see like what we're building this team into, it makes them want to be 10 times better and want to be better coaches and deliver more to our clients. And so being able to have people who are like, no, like I see the vision and I see where this is going and where this company's going, it just makes me feel so much more safe with being able to give them tasks and delegate to them and knowing they're going to get it done. And just building on that too. I mean, there's still things that need to be delegated out, but I just, you know, slowly add things on every couple of weeks when I'm like, okay, like you're ready for this, like you're ready for that. I started my VA off at like just DMing, and now she's like DM. She does all of our operations. Like, she is like the heart and soul of everything. Like, she does it all. So it's just been able to like build them up and be able to build that trust and just slowly give them more tasks over time too.
Yeah. And I think there's like a level of competence with tasks too, because it's like tasks that you have now, like you guys weren't even, you didn't even execute on like a year ago, that they didn't even exist. You know, it's like understanding how to send out like end of week reports or gather end of week reports. It's like, before you weren't even KPI tracking or like lead tracking when you first started, right? So it's like now someone has like a whole ass role where they need to like do a task that didn't exist previously. And I think that's the cool part about you've been like so patient with the growth of like implementing at each level. And like that's been the thing that kind of like helps you take each step like up and up, you know, which so many people are impatient with, which I think everyone at WWBA, we can all like speak for each other. Like, we're just go-getters and visionaries. So we're like, we just want to do it all now, like right now. And that's why that's why I'm like such a freak on project management, because it's like, okay, we need to slow down to speed up
sometimes. Whenever we get on calls and Ken's like, no, we're going to do that project the next 90 days. I'm like, Ken, I want to do it now.
Right? So it's like the perks of being a visionary. It's also like, it's a blessing, but it's a curse, because you just want to do everything all at once right away. And then you realize now you have 4 to 5 team members that you're like, having to delegate to, and you're like, wait, hold on. I can't just throw things at my team every 5 seconds or else they're going to be overwhelmed, and I'm overwhelmed, and we're all just overwhelmed, you know? And I think that's been the coolest change for you, especially in the last few months. Like, I know so much has happened in the past 6 months for like life, business, all the things, but like you've just settled down so much more, where I think you've like taken this like deep breath where like, okay, I'm like willing to go at a rate that supports like my growth more, you know, and also supports the team. Like, how have you, I'm curious, just like the impact on your life, like how you've been feeling and just how your life has changed over the past year of running the business.
Yeah, I think about this all the time. It's nice because I feel like you mentioned, I'm in that phase now where like I feel more settled, and I feel like I'm growing and things are just falling into place and more is coming. I mean, I'm getting new opportunities every single week, which is awesome. And we're just growing overall. But, you know, I think I mentioned this to you, which was like really hard, but like last year I went through like a really, really bad breakup, around Christmas time. And I mean, I was still living with my ex for like 4 months after we had broke up. I was still like hiring a team. I was still running a business, like while being in a very, very toxic environment. And what's crazy is I think I sold my most clients and made the most money like the month I got dumped, which was like insane. Like, I don't know how I did it, but I took that pain and turned it into like something bigger. And we made a ton of money that month and signed on like 15 clients. So we love that. But I was in a really dark place, and I remember just never really feeling so fulfilled with business. I remember telling my therapist every week, I just don't feel fulfilled. Like, I didn't feel fulfilled in my relationship. I didn't feel fulfilled in business. Like, if this was it, like I knew there was more and I wanted more, and I just wasn't feeling like my cup was full or getting to be full how I wanted it to be. So when I got out of that relationship, and I ended up moving into my own place, I spent a lot of time just kind of like reflecting and being like, okay, what do I want? One, in a future relationship, and two, like, what do I want in my business? And like, my main focus was grow my business. And like, when the right person comes along, like, they're going to be an asset to my life and make my life better. They're not going to, one, hold me back, or two, like, I absolutely like need them in my life. Like they're an asset at the end of the day. And so when I'm at my boyfriend now, it's so nice because I feel like sometimes I feel like when we run businesses, I don't know if you feel like this, Ken, but like, do you ever feel like you're so small sometimes and you're just like, yeah, like I just own a business, like no biggie. Like I just own a company. Like it's nothing. Like, I don't think it's a big deal. And so when I tell people like, oh yeah, like I own my own business, like people are like, oh, okay. Like, well, what kind of business? And I'm like, well, we have this many employees and we do this. And people are like, oh my gosh, like you own an entire company. Like you're a mini Jeff Bezos. I'm like, sure. Let's say that.
Meanwhile, you're like what? 24, 25. How old are you, Maddie?
I'm going to be 24 this year.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know?
So yeah, it's just weird because I feel like I always think it's so small. And so hearing like my boyfriend all the time, like brag about me and be like, oh my gosh, like she owns an entire company and coaches all these women and has a team. And like, it's so refreshing because I feel like I don't see it how other people see it. I wish I could be in someone else's shoes for like a day and just see how they view me and how they view my business. Cause I would just love to know like what an outsider is able to see. Cause I see the same thing every day. And I think this is just like my routine. I love it. It's second nature to me. It's crazy being able to like talk about it with someone out loud and explain to them like what I do and being able to like understand it from their perspective.
Well, I'll send you like a 10-minute WhatsApp message after this, just letting you know what it looks like from my end. No, I'm just kidding. Seriously. But it's funny, right? Because we're like, this needs to be normalized, by the way, because like I'm the same way. And when I walk into a room, like, you know, even the mastermind call we had today where I'm like, wow, Jen is hyping me up. Like, it's funny when you realize you're like, wait, what we do is actually really sick. And because we're just in it every day and we're kind of in that like go mode of like, okay, like we're hitting the ball, you know, but we're not focusing always on like where it's going or like the big picture. And so you realize like, wait, not everybody wants to like build a business and like make a massive change and impact, which is cool. Like everybody has their place in this world, you know, but it's so cool that you also have like a support system outside of you that's like, hey, like what you do is really dope. And I kind of, okay, if you're open to this, speaking on this one, what it's like having, Maddie's like, oh shit, here we go, I can see it. What's it like, and you don't have to go into detail here, but what's it like just having that level of support, like from a partner? Because I think this is one topic that's really taboo in our space. A lot of female entrepreneurs aren't talking about it. And by the way, you were a fucking champ through that whole thing. Cause I didn't even know what was going on until like after the fact.
Yeah, I didn't share with anyone. No. Courtney and I went to Houston and we're in Houston in December. And I'm like, oh yeah, like I just got dumped like 4 months ago. Like I just moved out of my ex-boyfriend's house. And like, I'm living in my cousin's like spare bedroom. And like, I move into my apartment like next month. And she's like, I have no idea. And I'm like, yeah, because I just like hit it all because I didn't want to deal with it. And I feel like it's hard on social media. Like another thing, hard. I feel like sharing, like I love sharing my life and that's what I do, but like I also like to keep things to myself. And I was like, this is something that I want to deal with on my own before I publicly come out about it. And that was the best thing I ever did. Like, did it probably piss people off? Absolutely, because they didn't know until 6 months later. But like, that's what made me feel good. And I feel like I came out so much stronger from it because I dealt with it and then I talked about it when I was ready to talk about it.
Yeah. And I went through something really similar to last year on socials as well. And then it's like, you get the support system, like the right level of support. And you're like, wow, it can be so much better. You almost like, I was actually talking to someone about this just yesterday, Kara in our mastermind. And we were saying how you can like delusionally convince yourself you're in a great situation until you get out of it. And it's like, if I can delusionally convince myself that I'm in a like relationship that's not serving me, that it is serving me, like I can delusionally create a vision of making like $10 million. Like, I'm sorry, but like, that's the same thing. Like I'm doing that, you know? So I'm just curious to hear what it's like now. Cause I feel like you've just like, we've talked about this at the retreat and stuff. You've like blossomed and like just have so much more energy and like, even just in the business and stuff, like how has it affected you with one? I mean, you did a lot of your own healing too, but just having that support system, like what's that look like for you?
Yeah, I feel like I think a support system in terms of like relationship and just family. I mean, my mom's like my biggest supporter. She's like Momager vibes at the fullest. Like anytime we have a launch, she literally posts it. When we like did like coaching comp, she's like posting all about it. Like she's like number one fan, which I love. So having that support system is like amazing, but also dating someone who like fully supports it. I feel like in my past relationship, you know, I just felt like I fully could never like be myself and like be seen and like fully like be who I wanted to be. And I felt like I was always kind of being held back. And my boyfriend and I were like on our dog walk. We go on like two dog walks every day. And it's kind of like our like decompressing time. We'll talk about like work. We'll talk about like visions, like where we see life in 10 years. Like it's just like our time together. And we were on our evening walk yesterday and I brought it up and it was just so weird because we were walking and I was like, how cool is it that we get to like go on a walk every single day and we have something new to talk about every single day. Like we have something new with business. We have like new goals. Like there's always something new to talk about, which is so cool. Cause I feel like whenever you're dating someone sometimes where it's like, you just feel like you're in this enclosed space where you can't talk about like your dreams, your goals, like what's going on in business. Like, and I felt like anytime something would go wrong in business in my past relationship or something would happen, I would talk about it. And it was kind of like my partner wouldn't really validate my feelings. And they would go back to like, well, I had this hard day at work or well, I had this hard day versus like, and now it's like my partner is just like, he's there for me and he listens to me. And he's like, okay, like you're having a rough day. Like what can we do to make it better? Or do you just want some time to yourself? That's really big for me. And being able to like, I mean, my boyfriend and I moved really quickly, which like was not expected. I got out of a 2-year relationship and I was like, nope, nope. I will never live with a partner again. I will never like, I want to be single and I want to live alone like for the rest of my life. And then I met him and we've just been inseparable since. Like we literally like lived together like the first like couple of months of dating. Like it's the best thing ever. And it's so nice because I love having my time at the same time. You know, he goes to work during the day and like I have my alone time, or if he's off from work, he'll just be like, hey, I'm just gonna go like to coffee shop for a few hours, I'm gonna go for a run, and just gives me my space. So like he understands, he's really picked up on my needs and like what I need in a relationship in terms of like support for business and in terms of like support as a partner too. So I think like being with someone, you know, they don't have to be an entrepreneur, they don't have to have like the same, you know, job goals, career goals as me, but just understanding, you know, where I come from. And the feminine energy was something we need to talk about so much in WWBA, and being able to like find a man who actually like can let you step into your feminine energy. Cause we're so masculine all the time. I was masculine 24/7. And now like, I mean, my boyfriend like cooks me breakfast every day. Like in my past relationship, I literally have been like, no, like I need my own breakfast. Like I can do that myself. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that on myself. But like, I have someone who wants to do it for me every single day. So I love it. Like, I love having a partner who like makes my coffee for me every morning because they genuinely want to, or I'll make dinner because I want to. And then he picks it up the next night. It's like, we have just like that chemistry where like, we just feel off of each other and we don't even have to like say it. Like we never have to say like, can you do the dishes? It's like just one of us does it and then vice versa. It's just so nice to have like that chemistry with someone.
I feel like this right here, like this is the thing that no one talks about. It's like the level of surrender as a female entrepreneur, because you're so, I mean, like, let's be real, like 99% of the reason like so many people become business owners is because they have like trauma where they want to build independence and like they want to be in charge of their own shit. And then it's like, as a woman, if you are, you know, in a relationship with a man, it's like, they come in and they want to take care of you. And you're like, I'm not used to this. Like, I don't, what is all of this, you know? And you, it's like that level of surrender where you realize like, oh wait, like I can be taken care of in like different aspects. And I can still go be a boss bitch in my business. Like they can coexist. You know, there's like some kind of duality. And I feel like
it takes certain men too. Cause like I was in the dating scene for a few months before I met my boyfriend. I got out of it very, very quickly, but I was in it. And I remember like dating some of these guys and they were like, when I tell them my business, they just be like, oh, like I'm so intimidated. And I'm like, well, then you're not the one for me. Like my future husband is not going to be intimidated. He's going to love what I do. Yes. And he's going to hype me up just like I'm going to do the same for him. And I'm like, what is there to be intimidated about here? Like, I feel like so many men just get intimidated by entrepreneur women. Yeah. And I'm like, we're human. Like we're just boss bitches and we just execute on things. That's it. We're just powerhouses.
I love that we're talking about this. This is like, it's like the taboo thing that I think a lot of people don't bring up. And like, I previously went through it with like two different relationships. So like I can completely relate as well. And it's the thing where it's like, when you have the space, first it's a little bit uncomfortable because you're like, oh, I gotta get used to this, you know? But when you do, you realize like, okay, this only empowers me more in my business to show up more because I'm energetically charged in my life. I'm not energetically drained in my life. And then having to put a mask on in business, you're like taking the mask off in your life. So it's like almost in business, it ends up being even better, you know? And I don't know if you've kind of felt that recently. I feel like I can feel it from you.
100%. Like business has just skyrocketed since I've just kind of like found my happiness in myself these last like 6 to 8 months. I've just like, one, I like renewed with WWBA for another 6 months, which is crazy to think about. Been there for a year. Yeah. I hired my own fitness coach. Like, I've just executed on so many things. And now that you say it, it makes so much sense. It like clicks for me. I was so drained, like in my past relationship, in my personal life, like I was like running around 24/7. Like, my partner always wanted to like do this on the weekends. And I was like, well, sometimes I need to work on business, or maybe I want to spend a Sunday morning like working and then going and doing things, where now it's like, I'm so charged, energetically charged is the word you used, from my partner, that like, I can take that into business. And people see that, like, people truly see like when you're happy and when you love your life and you love what you do. And then more people want to come work with me because I'm like, I'm not only like, I'm literally walking the walk as well. I'm not just like talking about it and then not executing it on my own life. Like, I'm actually living through it, and I'm living proof that, you know, this is what could happen.
And it's like the embodiment piece, you know, it's even like you signing up with Beyond Built. And actually, I wanted to ask you about that too, is like, there's the embodiment aspect of like, I mean, all around, but especially on the fitness side of things, like, you know, we've talked about it, and I know you've even posted about this recently, like, we still have hard days, but like, seeing you make the investment in yourself from a fitness perspective, like, how has that changed as just like in your business and as a coach, how has that supported you?
Yeah, I just show up more for like my community and my clients. I mean, I ultimately hired a coach for the sake of accountability. I have a really hard time holding myself accountable. I'm CEO mode 24/7. So being able to have Chad be like, ma'am, you didn't eat your lunch today. Like, what do you do when you need to eat? Like, it's so nice having that accountability on that side of things. But I think too, it has just helped reflect with my business. I mean, I feel like I can relate to my clients on so many other like levels, because before I had just been coaching myself for years, and I feel like I didn't have that accountability aspect. And I feel like now I can relate with my clients so much more on like struggles in terms of like going to the gym. Like, you know, if you're struggling with your macros or like whatever it may be, like that my clients struggle with, like, I'm like, girl, I've been there, like, or I'm going through it right now. Like, I can relate to you. And we have so much more like meaningful and like personal conversations outside of just like fitness. Like, are you doing what you need to do? How are your macros? How's your, you know, training? Like, I'm actually able to like connect with them and like understand their struggles and like give them my perspective, because either I've gone through it or I'm currently going through it too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different when you sit in the client seat, right? Like, you have so much more perspective and you kind of get humbled a little bit. You're like, oh shit, this is how it feels now. Now I get it, you know? Yeah. Cool. Sick, Maddie. Well, I'm curious. This is one question I always love asking like any of you guys who are in WNBA, because this is obviously a really hard decision, like taking action on yourself. I know like we talked about you being terrified when you started, but if you have like any advice for anybody who's on the fence or who's just like out there looking for mentorship, what would you say to them?
I love this question. I think I answered this at the retreat too, but I would just say like, take that leap, to be completely honest with you. I mean, like I said, I have always been someone who's like scared to ask for help. I never wanted to feel judged. And coming into things like this could definitely be scary, especially, you know, if you're like a lot of us and you grew up with not a lot of friends and you always felt like you didn't really fit in, and you go into something like this and you're like, okay, am I going to fit in? Am I going to be judged? Like, is this going to be for me? And you really realize that like you find that group of people. This has been a really big thing that I've been talking about for months now on my page, just community and creating that community, whether that's mentorship with business, that's mentorship with fitness, like whatever it may be, like that is your group of people and that is your community. And you're just going to blossom and just discover yourself 10 times more whenever you're surrounded by that community of people.
Yeah. It's been so cool to see you just like blossom and meet some of the girlies, and literally like taking Courtney to the Buff Bunny event and like seeing you at like just keep getting all these new like brand deals and stuff, and how much you've just like grown in the last year. It's so dope. So cool, dude. Thanks for popping on. Let everyone know where they can find you.
Yeah, thank you. I am Maddie Dittler on Instagram and TikTok. It's where you can find me. And Maddie Dittler Fit is my coaching page. So you guys can go follow me over there.
Sweet. Thanks, Maddie.
Thank you.